Legal experts, emails show Hunter Biden broke the law peddling influence while Joe Biden was VP. By Wendell Hasebo on May 16, 2023. Hunter Biden could be charged with violating the Foreign Agents Registration Act, FARA, after securing an alleged meeting for a foreign national with then-Vice President Joe Biden. Legal experts say based upon recently reported emails between the president's son and family business associates. FARA requires individuals lobbying on behalf of foreign organizations to register with the DOJ and disclose their activities, compensation, and relationship to the overseas concern. In 2011, Hunter was attempting to secure a deal with his associates in bonds worth billions of dollars, emails obtained by Fox News show. "We need to get these guys to an event or something where they get to just formally meet your dad. For follow-on, they can talk to Chief of Staff, Sean Conlon, a Biden associate," emailed Hunter. "Let me know how soon we can do that. Very brief. If Nagy gets that done, we get more bonds to move. Tell him I'll do the MTG," Hunter responded to the deal through his business associate Devin Archer. "Roger that," Archer replied. Mike Davis, founder and president of the pro-Trump Article 3 Project and former chief counsel for nominations to Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley, told Breitbart News that evidence suggests Hunter Biden violated FARA by serving as an unregistered foreign agent for China and Ukraine to corruptly use his family's connections to influence American policy. News reports indicate U.S. prosecutor from Delaware, David Weiss, has evidence that Hunter Biden committed tax fraud, violated FARA, evaded taxes, and violated a federal gun statute. But Attorney General Merrick Garland and the Biden DOJ appear to be obstructing the U.S. attorney's probe, he said. The walls are closing in on the Bidens. Jonathan Turley, an attorney and professor at George Washington University Law School, shared a similar opinion on Twitter. "The new collection of emails show Hunter's involvement in planning meetings with his dad, including foreign clients," he said. "Once again, it is striking that leaks from the Justice Department do not include potential charges under FARA as an unregistered foreign agent. This is not the only time Hunter Biden might have violated FARA." According to a complaint sent to the Justice Department by America First Legal Foundation, Hunter Biden advised the office of Vice President Joe Biden in 2014 on how to handle media inquiries regarding his position on the board of Ukrainian energy company Burisma. Stephen Miller, founder of America First Legal Foundation, told the New York Post, "Hunter Biden is Burisma's agent and subject to FARA registration because he was an officer of Burisma and represented Burisma's interests to the office of the vice president in addition to advising on a public relations matter." Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.